This Dr. Souza dictating on Kenneth Boud, B-O-U-D, B as in boy, B-O-U-D, D as in David. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, date of birth is 10-2-37, date of visit is 5-5-23. Please make a copy for Sergi Turchin, S-E-R-G-E-Y, Sergi Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N-M-D. Next paragraph, dear surgeon, I'm sorry, dear Sergi, S-E-R-G-E-Y, thank you for sending Kenneth Boud for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 85-year-old male with a history of pneumonia, treated more than 2 months ago. Also has a history of diabetes mellitus and a history for coronary artery disease with NSTEMI, treated during his hospitalization in March of 23. The patient has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. He also has osteoarthritis and chronic kidney disease and hypertension. He was treated for pneumonia in March of 23 and sent home on O2 at 2 liters, and is just CT done on chest CT done on 1/31/23 showed a basilar consolidation with air bronchograms and loculated mild pleural effusions and pleural calcifications. There was also subsegmental atelectasis at the lung bases and scarring in the upper lobes. The patient also uses an inhaler, including the Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. He denies recent weight loss, denies leg swelling. He has no fevers or chills and no nausea, vomiting. But there is a suspicion of aspiration. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of recurrent pleural effusions. He also had pneumonia and a left pleural effusion requiring drainage and pleuridesis and decortication. The patient has been on home O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula. He has a history of hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. There's a history of bilateral knee arthroplasty and right hip replacement surgery, and history of diabetes mellitus for 10 years, as well as hypertension. He had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and ACE inhibitors. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking and does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Medlist included Synthroid 88 micrograms daily, Finasteride 5 milligrams HS, Gabapentin 300 milligrams, two capsules BID, and Atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, Basaglar, 50 units of sub-Q daily, and finasteride, 5 milligram sutures. Next paragraph. System review, the patient had some weight loss and fatigue. He has cataracts, he has hoarseness, he has persistent cough, and some shortness of breath. And he has no abdominal pains, nausea, or rectal bleeding, no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pains. Denies any leg swelling. And no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising, his joint pains. He has no headache, seizures, but has memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. There's no sign of his ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 133 by 60, pulse is 64, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 172, saturation 95. HE and EA, normal cyclic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And few crackles at lung bases, more so on the left side. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, the 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Bibasilar atelectasis and hypoxemia. Number 2 is interstitial lung disease. Number 3, history of diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is chronic kidney disease. Number 5, hypertension. And number 6 is history of diabetes mellitus type 2. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest, as well as a complete pulmonary function study. He will also get a modified barium swallow to rule out aspiration, and was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and advised to commit for follow-up in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sergi Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N, Sergi, S-E-R-G-E-Y, M-D. Thank you.